So now I'll be interviewing Eleonore Lasagna Urey. She is a physiotherapist at Red Cross Hospital. Could you please tell us more about yourself?
Hi, Alawea. Thank you so much for having me on indirectly. A little bit more about myself. So I'm a physiotherapist working here at Red Cross Children's Hospital. I've been here just under 3 years. I've been living in Cape Town for the last 4 years. I'm originally from Johannesburg. I do like to do a little bit of exercise, but I must be honest, I agree. I was just listening to your intro and I agree with you a little bit. It's actually very difficult to get up and to go and train, and that is essentially half the battle won. Whether that's getting yourself to gym or exercising at home, just making that decision to be like, I'm actually going to exercise, because once you start, you'll get into it and it will feel much better. But making that decision and going to the gym is actually the hardest thing. So pat yourself on the back when you get to that point.
What inspired you to become a physiotherapist?
Initially, when I was still in high school, it wasn't a career that I was looking at. I was considering being a vet or something. But my mom has a chest infection, and she went to see her pulmonologist at the time and was referred to a physio. And she came home and she said, you know what, this is the lady that I met, this physiotherapist, she showed me all these exercises. She put me on this really cool machine. And we started chatting, and she's like, I think this is a career that you should consider for yourself. So, you know, we looked into it a little bit more, and I was like, yes, this is something that I could do. But at the time, I was also very, not that I'm not now, but I was very orientated to going towards becoming a sports physio, so perhaps becoming the next Springbok physio or Man United physio, because those are the teams that I support. And while I was studying, I actually fell in love with pediatrics, and subsequently it's ended up that I can work here. And just a little shout out to Renee Naylor and the fantastic physiotherapy team that were part of the winning Springbok team. So, you know, there are, even though there are a lot of women and physios involved in the profession, we are there at that top level.
What are the benefits of exercising?
So some of the benefits included in exercising is obviously you're able to control your weight, which is one of the things I think that motivates a lot of people. Obviously, everybody thinks exercise is sure, it's really, really hard and difficult. But as soon as you start doing it, you are able to lose a few kilos and start to feel better about yourself. Exercise helps to improve your quality of sleep, as well as your mental well-being and your brain function. So having to deal with a lot of anxiety and depression, getting up and doing a little bit of exercise really helps with that. And I think, especially considering the time that we've been through with lockdown and this COVID pandemic, we do need to be aware of the mental strain that that is putting on us. And being able to get through the benefits of exercise, it improves your serotonin levels. It's definitely something that people should consider. Exercise also helps, it helps your heart, so by lowering your blood pressure and reducing your chances of having strokes, so that's definitely a big benefit.
What are the dangers of exercising? Like, for example, many people say that if you exercise away too much, you'll stop growing, or like you start to shrink. Is that true?
So it's a common myth, but no, it's not true. However, a lot of musculoskeletal injuries, such as muscle tears, you can have tendonitis or stress fractures, can take place when you do too strenuous of an exercise, or you start too hard or too fast. It's just something that should be graded, and you need to ultimately listen to your body. Not all exercises are suitable for everyone, and again, these can be determined by your current level of fitness and if you've done these exercises before. Exercise is also, it's not a quick fix, and it's something that just works for you if you just do it safely and consistently. So for example, being able to go for a walk for 10 minutes, you build that up a little bit each week. So then the following time you go for a walk, you can do 12 minutes, 15 minutes. It's not that all of a sudden you decide, I'm waking up tomorrow and running 5Ks. You will be sore and you will injure yourself doing something. So it's just being able to match what you can do and then just grade it accordingly.
For those trying to get back into shape, like during lockdown, what exercises could you recommend for them at home?
So literally the easiest form of exercise is just being active. That can be walking around your house, walking around your garden. Those of us that have, or if you have a fitness watch or your cell phones, you can easily track how active you've been throughout the day, even without realizing that you are doing exercise. We also make a suggestion, like after every meal, go for a 10-minute walk. apart from the benefits of exercise, you can clear your head, you can literally get up, smell the roses, get some fresh air, and get your body moving. And without, again, realizing it, you're being active and you're doing something. Obviously, if you have any underlying medical conditions or concerns, you know, just consult your healthcare provider, whether it's your doctor or your physios, just to discuss safe exercises and options. And the best exercise, or what you can do, is no equipment. You can use your own body weight. All you have to do is make sure you have enough space in and around you. You can do some push-ups, you can do some squats, some butt kicks or kickbacks, some tricep dips, lunges, jumping jacks, sit-ups, side lunges. And for example, if you use some of the things you have in the house, such as a chair or a couch, you know, you can do the tricep dips on that. Be creative, and ultimately all you're essentially needing is a little bit of space, and you're able to use your own body.
What is the difference between high-intensity interval training and regular cardio?
So high-intensity interval training, or HIIT training, is a type of exercise that involves, you know, repeated bouts of high-intensity effort followed by varied amounts of recovery time. And one can use different equipment, such as medicine balls or weights or resistance bands, or as well as your own body weight. So an example of a 20-minute HIIT workout, you can do 3 rounds, okay, of a 45-second work on and a 15-second rest. And you can do something like push-ups, squats, kickbacks, tricep dips, and jumping jacks. So as many push-ups as you can for 45 seconds, have a rest. 45 seconds of as many squats that you can do, have a 15-second rest. Have 45 seconds of kickbacks, 15-second rest, tricep dips, and then the jumping jacks, and repeat that 3 times. That can be an example of a 20-minute HIIT workout. The regular cardio, which most of us know is short for cardiovascular, is also known as an aerobic exercise. And ultimately, aerobic exercise is there to increase your heart rate and improve your lung and your heart health. These are things that you can include, like swimming, cycling, running, kickboxing, dancing, and then exercises like squats and burpees and jogging on the spot. Those also get your heart rate up and going. But depending on, again, how you do it, so you can take your regular cardio exercise, increase the intensity, and create a HIIT workout. So that's just describing the two.
What are the benefits of each?
The benefits of HIIT training is obviously you burn a lot more calories in a shorter space of time, which results in you're able to lose weight quicker or fat quicker, and allowing you to build lean muscle mass. What also works, one of the benefits of HIIT training, is that it helps to increase your metabolism. And even once you've stopped exercising, your body will continue to burn calories. And the more that you do it, you end up burning more. However, having said that, the risks of doing too much HIIT training or overtraining is you'll end up injuring yourself, you'll be very fatigued, and it's just you've got to find the balance between the two. And ultimately, by doing that is literally listening to your body and pacing yourself. Cardio helps to, again, reduce your body weight, helps with blood pressure, increasing the good cholesterol in your body and reducing bad cholesterol, and that has a knock-on effect for preventing strokes and looking after your health, your heart and your lungs. And recommendations is something minimum 30 minutes, going for a walk or going for a run at the pace that you can cope with.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say or inform the listener about exercising and keeping fit?
Again, I've said it before, but the biggest thing is just listening to your body and don't exert yourself too soon. Yes, you want to get up and you want to go for a run. If that's something you want to do, start with 5 to 10 minutes, and you can run a lamppost, walk a lamppost. Or if you're not able to do that, start with walking, and you just do little gradual increments every day. Eating a healthy, balanced diet is also recommended and helpful, and keeping active just in terms of overall healthy living. A lot of fitness people also say 80% of the whole point of being fit is actually what happens in the kitchen. So it's what you fuel your body with. And 20% is what happens in the gym, or if you're going out or using what you can around you. Also, what's quite important just to take into your overall health and keeping fit and your well-being is getting enough sleep and resting and recovering.
Thank you so, so much for your time. I really, really enjoyed the interview. Thank you so much for all the information. It was extremely helpful, and keep smiling. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for the opportunity. I hope that this helped to inform your listeners out there and also yourselves about the benefits of exercise. But as you said, half the battle won is literally going and doing something rather than you getting stuck into sitting on the couch or feeling sorry for yourself. Get up, get active, and even if you do it with your friends and family, it's keeping one another motivated. Also, in a way, keeping yourselves accountable. So, this is something that I want to do. Great, let's go and do it because it's only going to benefit yourself and benefit your body. Thank you again, and I hope everybody has a great day.